A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nhasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatinokurukura zvinosangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Hachisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa 15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezvedenda reCOVID-19, patinozwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Pavanhu vakaongororwa kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa. Nhomba yavo yekutanga tingati vauda kusvika 4 million, nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tirikunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kuburikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzovaparura zvakare gwaro irori. Saka hatizivi hedu kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi passport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyanei nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapasipoti. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunoku ke okukhulunywa ngoJonga lamhlasi kukhangelayo sihlangane COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 abavulwe i-COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi-5678 ngabantu abahloliwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi-328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokwaba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi-130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulayo umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. kuzokuti asebe chuchwe Jackson kumengita pa chove Jackson ya kukala kwa 3,980,917 kuzokusita asebe chuchwe sibili kwa 2,998,638 so singatike abantu abangani bapila letu wale COVID-19 kwa 42,666 yeyo kunye njalo njoko wa uchonge chilo lapa sakuruma alesitalo nse Zimbabwe kusikala lapa kwele meliga utawanda chitapa osebenza ke ukampani ikhangelana nezempilo kahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa iLand LLC so khona ngapha ke kule Melika uhlala eKentucky kuzobuya ke ama passport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulodawo lama passport la kuzakhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje khonoko ukuthi lambe udaba lo lama passport luya ngapi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo 2016 umgabe wakwenza khonoko kwaba le electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngapi singazijonga ukuthi amapassport lawa aqonda ngapi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza leJapan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ukubona njani jonga konke lokhu
inyaya yakauma Gibbs yokuthi vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo izvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports and many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement
and according to the Chronicle in 2016 in April you know president the former late president Robert Mugabe actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed Jonga were going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabweanness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody had to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lands me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes. Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of this electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and you combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the cost and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes, and of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for a certain team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amashora Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you're playing with, you know, like Thulani Biyancube and others?
Yes, Thulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Cele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there's a young man. He came here, you know, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the developed part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed, and then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Katesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, ikampani engiyisebenzelayo kuthiwa yiNorton Healthcare, yi-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumpatintambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, kukampani.
So singathi uyenzani, sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokhu umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokhu lalokhu.
Hayi, okukathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zona ezama-data assets. Sibe sesifuna ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye ompatintambo ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khonaphana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kunjani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kwabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona, but ayisiyo yami. Hayi, imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngenye la i-industry khona pe America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo, abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mvuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi, ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yes, yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakhele yakhe, ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulumkhulu wekhampani, labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubo laba abakhulukhulu sibe babekhangela into ezinjani, nxa ungakuthatha nje okuwodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile yokuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukubona ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sidale kukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi saphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sifuna ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesifuna ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi kube ngabe engasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibini nxa kuyukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yes, so ke siyabona njalo le nkampani yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. in the Kulumang Impulse, something like that, eh?
Yeah. I very municipal something in Sakompofu, so I'm not going to find a looting guy. This company lay, nigga, Coco. Oh, we in Bijan. Yeah, and the out of state, Uti be set up for success in Endabayana, Uti, maybe we seven is a computer, the statistics, the maths, Uwen the business. It's the best way to go.
Yeah, Konapo in now, Uti, Usevenza, interest Jalo is Bengila. So kuyini engathi ungathi unqeda uZulu sibili unqeda abantu ukhona kwe ma hospital kwesibhedlela.
Yeah, I mean vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela nalo lapha ama patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful ngibancedise sibili ama patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyabuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngimeceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, khona fana ngisube nxa usilungiswa kwesibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho.
Ye, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athi eziyukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sisilungisa ama-program azakhangela iinombolo zama-patients ebaniki information upatient ekhona phana. Into kwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo yabe le-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient state.
Ye, ungathini-ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene. Ye, so there you are, Junga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah, ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzazvinoziva zvadzinoita Gibbs. Unoziva tikatarisa nyaya yekudzidza vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asikakwanisa kunge achibatsika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvino zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari aiwa ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina nokuti nyikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo rwuri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's hear this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. Okay, so I'm going to go to Kuluma. You find Shona briefly. Zawuniga 2 minutes.
And afara nekuva pano zita rangu ndinonzi Tawanda Chitapa. Ndinoshandira muno Louisville, Kentucky. Ndinoshandira company inonzi Norton Healthcare. Kwandinoita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo ma business decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science undergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo nenewo, ndo ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bobora Chitapa, wakakanganwa naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga mwaka, handi nda supporter chete. Ndaka kura nchitamba bora mblawayo, hata kura kwa Valanda. Ndo kwa taka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But kundichi kura kwa Valanda, hata kanyaso kura si, chairo tichi. Tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders. Mawiru ndaka zoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndaka toba chitakwa ni Islanders, nima connections ayo. Jinduye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndaka kambi ndaka tutambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo chayo first team but mwaranga wano kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezve muno muma business saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye
ko uchisvika palamba wachiita sei
ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University ndoma shikira ndakaita
ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi taura tinzwe kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei
ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku nenyaya yekuti mabhuku emaths estatistics inyango ma sciences ndoa ndo nato kuru zirani ya kuti ano nyato kugadziri sila kuti paunengu wazo shika kuti wakui pinda murongo wa wiku college ma zhaunguka dziza hizo zhe ndo zhunozo di kwa kuti unyato kufambira zhuno kuhisa pachi karoche kuta zhunozo kureru kira kana wakuzo dziza ma computers
unakamba ni nozi ilen LCC taura na itaura
ya Isitira na mofu we mkono we kumondoro saka hapa ndaka tangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Eland inobatsira kunezwa makompyuta muzvipatara imomo ndaka itangisa 2008 saka ndakangoti wa beta timbo idedza kuti inzi Eland LLC as a nod to my ancestors ari ku Zimbabwe kumondoro kuti ndo zvatakuita wezvi Eland LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California nekuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudii?
Aiwa mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya yekuti kuma Zimbabwe ese kana muri muAmerica sungai dzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Eland ivanoiti land of opportunity saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombo vaomera mbijana chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungai dzisimbe munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambira
taonda thank you very much giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you very much Junga so the young man really knows his stuff you know
Chandifadza gifts ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu
he really does his best in what he's doing you know
aiwa vanoziva zvavari kuita
yes
gifts before we move on I just wanted to update on the red list as you know that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning at 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwa njia moja loge, ired listira le areas yozulukanda ba, era tikolima lilizo le pilitane, siyakosi Zimbabwe lamtange la maya mazwe, akusosiwe kulistia ngora le, jiongo choka chonga, siyabona sivili. Lapha ke kulombiko ovela uAjansworth Press le Reuters the Associated Press but yes okunjalo so ke bathi nxa umuntu enga test etholakala enganika manga kuhleka ngako balakho ukuthi bathe ngkhaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona kodwa ke khaya i good news jonga
Ndizvozvo Gibbs wongu vadiwa vateri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvaro zvisingabvumiswe kuti zvipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kusouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambiswa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo ya West Africa, ni South Africa, ni Zambia, ni Zimbabwe. Ndo nyika dzanga dzanze hadzipinde asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa. Hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga uchirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa. Vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo, asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumiswa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unoramba wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti iwo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemari atingati rinanditarise ndinyatsoverenga ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Ndazwa kuti nyika dzakawanda mashares awo adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaurai kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iroro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa, mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from, you know, accessing Britain, USA, and other nations. So there was so much concern, you know, about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of, getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president, Robert Mugabe, launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries, and there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia who is actually a Zimbabwean who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Yeah, kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nezuro takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti iwo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako iwe zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanira zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nekuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodi, asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iyoyo kana ukanga wavirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvokunzi zvinenge zvirimo hanzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapassport mabhuku anga aripo iye zvino zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja gifts.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
How are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by President, former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with the, in this platform, Dewa. Who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much, yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that, and we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president. His Excellency Mnangagwa and the Vice President, and then who was Wampoko and the Registrar General there, who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it's not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that we're costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the dictates of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passports like this year, and some have already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, ndo ungati nwa wakuluma ngesindebele kuna posinga kubaba uvusumuzi ispanda. Ungati nwa kono kukusibili okwenzakala. Colleague.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi bana ye uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusise ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli. Bakwenzile khonoko ukubana kulontshwe indaba yama e-passport naleyi. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sona leso. Sokubuyile kathi singe ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuseleli. Kodwa phela nxa ukukhangele asikho ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa eZimbabwe yodwa. Yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokusiya khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthi i-passport, i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to call this with money. I'm going to start with my passport law. I'm going to get $18. I'm going to get $100, $200. I'm going to get $100. 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 So I'm going to start against the bond when I win over the land. I'm going to start about the same. Labu about Santa Gutta Tesi, somebody is among the Sunday, and one to Gutabona, a inspiring long the Dangona, December 2023. Oxen, the Sisson, Miaga, Indiana, and maybe in the Parat Lapa, who are lucky less cut. So my son has his cut. I want to marry the bonus army. To follow my ideas, over the Kulman, the Sponona, Queen and Aguin Labandumana, a cushion and Labo Mandava Santa Gutta. Who is Labo Villa to say Velabata with Dana Sosa is fire. Labo Uba Lulamba, seven Gena Uban Ui passport with Labo. What the Labo Tetica says, Ubona Galuna, we know when the Galo Tunaban says, the Labo of the Rebese line in the case, Benasan Genuan, Benjamin Genuana Lava Marcha, Ocean Sutton, Uncrement, and so many Ababis is Malaysia, but not every but the late 318 yen. Abbas is swim Bissera 200, the Mova, Asalig is a part of the 800, who will not look at the late 200, the Guben Jan. So Wonga Log is into, and the Natal Pans is cooling one is for this one.
Yes, I was a joker, maybe one chromalai in a stronger.
You know, Gibbs, Imwenyairu Chemanewanu, Rakan Botanganati, Kuna, Honorable Swanda, I mean, the actual Honorable Swanda. Kuna Honorable Mu Taure, you never remember Weshona, Zamango Taure, and Zumchun Gunes in the belly, then those who can down for Zwanda and D now.
And that then, Zanaka would Bungu to know Zanguti Nyai, Pasco Yakatanga, Kutara Kusina, Nababam Kabi, was the president of Nika. Tadona, even my social media, Panaba, Mipanes, each Tenderella, Ababam Gabi, Chief Commissioner Mushina Wachovana, Registrar Wachovayam Dede, and a vice president in Nengwe to Zogari, Babam Nangaguana, Babam Pok. I see Abana Zaraz waiting a machine mass reason. Sagam apana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambo tangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu. Saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzakuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda kuePassport paelectronical passport iwavo ndo anova kutoshanda. Saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure katichingoti aiwa isusu taka tineidiyo iyi cause hatirarame toga katinorarama in a global village. Saka chini chakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyaya yakuitika munyika dzese. Asi hurumende yakufanira kuti ichititarisa manje kuti right ko ava vazotora mapasipoti avo manje manje ava gore rino iri kana kuti vamwe vaifa kutora gore rinouya iri vochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara $318. Asi aya mapasipoti manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200. Saka ipo paya kunofanira kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana. Hurumende yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo hurumende inoterera. Saka ngatitanga kuchiudza kuti awa apa daita dai. Ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chino chichatipa pundudzo tese sevana veZimbabwe tichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorara matose.
Mubvunzo anachida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapasipoti iyaya tonzwa kuti havai navo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvozvo kuti dai vabvumizwa kuti pasipoti yaanga aina ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurenyuwa okutora nyowani ndizvo zvamungatsanangura ipapo.
Ndozvanangitaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapasipoti ekudharaya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndikada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vanoti iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiridhe kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi mapassport. Ipo paya ndopana pachazoita nyaya ipapo. Saka ndopandazoti inini chikurusa ndechekuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoterera. Saka ndopatichazofanga kutaurana nehurumende manje kuti right hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesa nepo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoly yemaideas nehurumende chaiyo yakadaro inotoda kuonekwawo nayo. Saka ndopatichazofanga kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti right tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasipoti avo manje manje But I was not at my daughter. What do any ragged was I was just over my 389. I was over my $100, you know, kind of $200 that I'm achieving a much in the chin. So I know this is not how it's not got to the I think it's not got to the passing.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, someone complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Stella Bambe, go napo, Stato Mama. Okay, to a Pepe. Ma Pepe, unga uchona njani ma?
Ya chana baba tuveli njani.
Stonele, ye. Akucho wenu kuti ama electronic passport lao wabona njani.
Okay, oka kala njani kupingelelu babu Chuma ngimbongi ukuthi ukhona lapha ngoba he's the right person. Ukuthi ngimtshele lokhu emfisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma. Baba Chuma, mboni ngani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela hayi ujayela ukusitsho kakhulu and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga useyi-implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala so considering ukuthi uhulumeni wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezimali ezibanjwayo and so forth. Kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama passport asezothatha 10 days. It's an everything. Kuyaphuma ama headline passport wars come to an end. If at all ulikwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube la ma challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqalili kubeke emphakathini kuhlafulo ngani ukuthi kuexpect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa? So when Zagele, of which our results are gone, they are never positive and benefiting to us. So I'm going to give them that.
Jalo, na kuru kutu na ipassport ya kimenjani. Kuru malanga koko noko, Emma.
Never. Ipassport ya mingi apply le ipassport ya 318 through e-embassy. And ngo July, I went in Zamu kutu nye collector, of which nga tolu kutu kutua ipassport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, the passport is pending. And the passport, my sister, who applied in 2019, was a criminal, of which the is pending. But in 2019, there is a normal passport. Of which so, kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo and khonapho ngo 2019 applyela lapho futhi kwakubele headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama passport akuthothwe apho ayaphuma of which as I'm talking is almost 3 years ayiphumanga so khonapho ke abantu kuncithi babancithiswa njani.
Yes, this is Golide khonapho. Golide, what is to happen here? Because you know Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received the passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $380. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So in under such circumstances, What has to happen, colleague? Yes.
I think from a simple element's point of view, njengoba ikhaso la yini angaphumi. Usizo wami sokumele bande bemprocessele yona le i-passport yangkhona. Okutshengisela ukuthi kona kumele bembisele i-$118 i-change yakhe. Bathathe i-$200 bamenzele i-passport yakhe khonapho khonapho. Yiko kumele kwenzakale khonokho. Yiko kumele kukhulunyiswane lo uhulumende khonokuthi hayi abe flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Ukuthi laba abantu athe zivesi be-applyile babhadale imali lezi kodwa bengakayenzi la ma-passport lawo. Abahle benzele ama e-passport angkhona bebisele-ke ama-change ezimali zabo zona lezi ade bezibhadalile. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do and angibona ukuthi uhulumende angakwehlile ukubana akwenze khonokho.
Ngicela ufake ngesilungu sibili ba.
But I was simply saying that like for the case of my dear sister Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport which was costing $318 and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200, so which means that they must give her back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give her back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do, and government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, National House of Funza, Honorable Chuma Ipapo, or Funz Bana Mai, Wakuti, Munaninga Badra $300 Yaki, as the passport I sat here, Buddha Panabota, Zirkun of Buddha Pai, as you should guide Kwandans, Kakunga, Honorable Angoy Sangro, Tai Jai, Koneka Munia, Angos, Chiti, Sinsanga Badra, passport Yachimbi Chimbi, Oitu, Yachimbi Chimbi, passport Yaki, also just a change, $300. I mean, I'm not sure Sanangura Yachimbi, Honorable Chuma.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah. I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation. But look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that. Because they were saying that, okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e-passport. So, the situation is there, government has calculated the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So, logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
In the event yokuthi i-passport is ready already khona emahofisini but it's not yet collected ngasembadele so sifuna ukuba kulokho ku-passport yini ukuthi Na is the process where I pay, but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because we have possibility ya kona loko. Number two, we have been saying on behalf of the Holomende. Ukuthi akukho possibility ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silaphe diaspora. Siyabona lapha amanye ama-embassy akwanisa ukuthi becharge the same amount baprocessele abantu becollect eyethu. Kungabe kulama-challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu aphinde athathe ifomu alibhadalele lapha aphinde atravele to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mm-hmm. Amafutshane Golide, isikhathi sesidlokumango ingena kwanabo Golide.
Right, ngiyamuzi dawethu. I think vele okufe yikubona ukuthi mina nami nga enene ngayi college passport iloku isezane zikahulumeni. Uhulumeni kathi ayithatha ipassport lena ayidabule. Amenzele ipassport lena entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikukhulumile. Ngoba akusizi belo lapho bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde bese hayi phenduka futhi uzowenze yini. It becomes unfair. So yikho ngabe ngikhuluma ukuthi hayi uhulumeni lo uyalalela. Angiboni ukuthi wena angakwala konke konoba izinto ezilungiseka kalula. Okunye lokhu anade ikhuluma ngakho kwabafomu lalilali yikho lapho ade ngikhuluma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapho esisuka kwabana sithi bona ye sesikho ukuthi ama-sanctions oda yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sisihamba ukuthi bona sithole nzima ngule zinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi bona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane kodwa thina ngapha siyabelokhu sibhodiswa round bebelokhu sitargeted into le ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina lawe at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So ke maphepha iphosele ukugcina sesizalana uhlelo
hayi siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla elibusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka laba ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayingiyabonga
siyabonga Jonga.
Give the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBs there to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So, naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge this people to process applications? Why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going taking the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KEBS, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner, who is Bank ABC. So, like at this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you have to go and pay your money as well at CBZ, because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. It can't say simple method of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RBZ is a mandatory authority. It's not a bank per se.
Yes.
The government does not bank with RBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General's Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Ms. Katiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Gibbs Kribe in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.